With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The University of Montana this week unveiled the first draft of its new long-range strategic vision. The plan is designed to show how UM distinguishes itself from other regional and national campuses. It does that in a number of ways, including re-examining its core curriculum and its relationships with faculty, staff, and students. Brock Tessman, the dean of UM's Davidson Honors College, says the plan's being built from the ground up to accomplish two things.
We see this document as both a short-term compass and a long-term plan for this university at a point of great fluidity.
The plan comes as UM's enrollment has seen steady decreases since 2010. The university is taking a close look at itself and its mission to reverse that trend and map out its future. Faculty, staff, and students met today to discuss the first draft of the strategic plan guiding that process. Brock Tessman chairs the committee developing the plan, which notes UM faculty, staff, and students are being asked to do more with less. Tessman says they need extra support.
And it may not be always a salary increase, but it can be a better work environment. It can be more opportunities for collaboration across departments. And it can also just be a clearer vision. I think people feel better about coming to work when they know that they're moving toward a common goal.
The strategic plan also notes UM's beautiful physical setting in West Central Montana and the opportunities that presents.
For example, academically, so many of our tremendous academic programs directly relate to our natural setting. So wildlife biology, for example. Our creative writing program really has strong ties to Montana history in this place. So there are academic ways we can leverage our place.
The strategic plan also presents a call to action for the university to reinvent its curriculum. Tessman says all UM students need to be exposed to some basic principles.
Communication skills, problem solving, teamwork, some sense of ethical responsibility. In all our outreach, we heard the same thing. Those are the skills that employers want, community leaders want. Let's reimagine and then, in some sense, rebrand our curriculum so that everyone knows that's what we do at the University of Montana.
The draft plan also calls for UM to do a much better job of working with students. That includes everything from reaching out to prospective students to advising services for new students and helping those who are going through tough times.
More, I guess, concretely, there are over 100,000 students in this state that have some college education. They have not finished that college education. What a great opportunity for all of the universities in the state, but for the University of Montana. Let's meet those students where they are, and that could be through online education, it could be through creative instructional delivery, but we have to be more conscious of the student condition in the state of Montana.
University of Montana President Sheila Stearns considers this draft of the strategic plan to be version 1.0. More revisions are expected over the next several months. Brock Tessman hopes those involved in the process step out of their comfort zones to make the best document possible.
I think if that vision is going to be really effective, it ought to make some people a little bit uncomfortable. One of our committee members has a great way of saying that if the magic happens over here on this side of the page, your comfort zone is usually over here on the other side of the page.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.